With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Silence from White House reporters as Patty Morin detailed the murder of her daughter by an illegal alien. Rachel Morin, a Maryland mother of five, was savagely attacked before being killed. Patty Morin, at yesterday's White House press briefing, says she cannot understand how any lawmaker, including Democrat Chris Van Hollen, can stand up for the rights of illegals over those of American citizens.
To have a senator from Maryland who didn't even acknowledge or barely acknowledge my daughter and the brutal death that she endured, leaving her five children without a mother and now a grandbaby without a grandmother, so that he can use my taxpayer money to fly to El Salvador to bring back someone that's not even an American citizen. Why does that person have more right than I do, or my daughter, or my grandchildren?
And she says it's not about politics. Quoting Patty Morin, I want to preserve life. Also at SRNNews.com, the Russian Supreme Court lifting a ban on Afghanistan's Taliban. The Taliban was designated as a terrorist group by Moscow more than two decades ago. President Trump has launched negotiating tariffs with America's trading partners. Yesterday it was Japan. Today Italy's premier is visiting the White House. The president suggesting that Harvard may risk losing its tax-exempt status. Puerto Rico hit by an island-wide power outage. Utility crews have been working to get the lights back on. And on Wall Street, the Dow is down 493 points, the Nasdaq 19 points higher. This is SRN News. The White House observing Holy Week with presidential messages and events.
The period between Palm Sunday and Easter Sunday is especially meaningful for Christians, and the White House is marking the occasion.
The White House Faith Office has put together an extraordinary week-long celebration currently underway for Holy Week ahead of Easter Sunday.
Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says in addition to President Trump's Holy Week proclamation, the White House hosted a pre-Easter dinner with religious leaders on Wednesday night. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
The president of the Religious Freedom Institute is urging the Trump administration to address religious persecution in Nigeria. At least 40 people were killed when Muslim gunmen attacked a Christian farming community last weekend, the latest in an increasing wave of violence in the West African country. David Trimble is calling for strong leadership from the U.S. and for the administration to designate Nigeria a country of particular concern. This is SRN News. Baseball great Bryce Harper set to take another swing at fatherhood.
And he did it with a blue bat. The Philadelphia Phillies slugger used a blue bat in his first plate appearance of Monday night's game against San Francisco as part of a gender reveal for his fourth child. A two-time NL MVP, Harper announced in a team meeting that his family was set to grow. He later asked All-Star shortstop Trey Turner for an assist with a most unusual reveal. Turner handed Harper the blue bat in the dugout in the first inning. Keith Peters, Washington.
By all accounts, music and audio streamer Spotify has been back up and running as usual following yesterday's hours-long outage. Many Spotify users had trouble loading both the app and desktop site, playing or hearing songs, and using the search function. No word on the cause of the outage, but Spotify says reports of this being a security hack are completely inaccurate. More details, SRNNews.com.